Blog Talk Radio.
House of Harley Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase. He went from ashy to classic.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house.
Also, Late Talk Radio, baby. We are coming to you live at the Booker Ace Dream Big Luncheon and Dream Chaser Awards Ceremony. This is only blessed to be here because, you know, one awesome thing about self-realization and the fact that it takes a village to raise a child and raise a nation. So it was definitely a blessing to be out here. We'll be explaining what Dream Chaser Awards is about. We'll be talking in interviews with the award winners and some of the guests here as well. So, tune into this. We'll be, we got Elf and Mel are out there doing their thing. We'll be back. House Harley Talk Radio. Let's go.
Stole with them, I mean loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. Hey, hey, Oshkosh, the blue and white stuff. That's blunt.
Thank you.
House of Harley Talk Radio. We come to you live at the AT Dream Big Clinic and Dream Chase Sports. It was definitely a moment for us to be out here, talking and receive at individuals we receive from the state community. We're going to get a chance to talk to Deanna Booker, the book AT. She's the one that put all this together. And get her view on how, you know, what's her inspiration starting this awards. And from what I see, I mean, it was definitely something that put together very, very nice. That kind of encompassed, you know, a lot of areas as far as, like, you know, how we deal with the awards. They won in category of the Dream Chaser Ministry Award, the Dream Chaser in Public Service Award, Dream Chaser and this Dream Chaser Art Cultures. Hey,
hi.
But I forgot I'm on live radio. Anyway, but we got Jazz. How you doing, Jazz?
I'm great. I'm just waiting for all the award winners to come out so we can interview them.
Yeah, so you know, it, to me, I felt like it was kind of cool because it's like I needed to be here. It's funny how we ended up here, because at first, you know, we didn't have any clue that we're going to be here.
Right.
But, you know, we ran into Deanna, and you know, she thought we were just some crazy people trying to get in on her award show. And I was definitely blessed to be here because this whole thing, the whole message that everybody has talked about was kind of what we all have talked about as a group as far as chasing our dreams and accomplishing missions and being who we are supposed to be. And I thought it was kind of cool to just be here
right.
And to witness this because it actually touched me. And hopefully it touched you. It's kind of like, you know, we have doubts about what we're doing with this show. You know, it's kind of like, you know, being here just kind of made me like, it just re-energized me and is pushing me even more to, you know, continue with House of Harley Talk Radio. Not saying
yes.
I was going to end the show, but you know, you always have doubts. You always see people that kind of give you that look like, you know, what you doing with a radio show and all the other stuff. So it was definitely a blessing to be out here.
Yeah, it was definitely a blessing to be here. It all speakers had very important information to give out. They want to express certain things that they've been through in life. It definitely touched my heart. You know, it's all about not knowing what to come, and that's where the fear comes in. But you really don't have to when you have, you know, God in your life. So, you know, it was definitely a blessing to be here tonight.
I'm going to tell you what God for you, is God for you, then it's specifically designed for you.
Absolutely.
And it's very important to listen to the Spirit that talks to you, to just tell you to do something, you know, and you know as God, you know as God when whatever it is that God is telling you is something good, something positive. You know, God is the master of destruction and confusion. He's the master of love.
You know what's such a beautiful thing is when you hear God. When
yeah.
you hear God speak to you and you know to either hold back or to wait, that's the most amazing thing.
It
most
is.
Amazing.
It is. It is. It definitely is. So, but yeah, definitely one of the things I've been pushing on House of Harley Talk Radio is to realize who you are and what you are to become in life. And that is the initiative that we're pushing. It's called the It Takes Village Initiative, where we are trying to get young people and even adults to realize who they are and what they are to be. And actually coming here, it just kind of reinforced the vision that we're trying to do. We have one of the winners, and man, he's been on my show like about, make sure your mic is on. He's on my show about, I swear, like three times. He's going to be on there a couple more times.
All right.
Just add it to the list. Add it to the list.
Exactly.
And to me, he's like, I look up to him because, you know, it's something that, you know, a lot of what he has been through and a lot of what he's done motivates me, and I kind of see him as a mentor.
I appreciate it.
I secretly, you're secretly you're my mentor. It's not a secret more.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, definitely a mentor. Without further ado, one of the award winners won the award for
public service.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
And I'd like to introduce to y'all Kevin Asbury.
Thank you for having me.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well.
Doing
I'm well.
Good. Tell us about the school that have that you have in down there in Orangeburg.
Well, you know, we are the first single gender public school in the history of South Carolina. It's Garden City Preparatory Academy for Boys. And our school is a public school. You know, kids don't pay any tuition or any of that to come. But it's a school that's founded in mentorship and community service. And so we're a community-based school, which means they're home to the school, not necessarily when they come to school. So we make sure that in a home that's you know, allowed to feed them, they have clothing and not bullying or abuse and that type of thing. And if they're in, which a lot of kids are, we have a 96% poverty rate at our school.
Wow.
And so we have to put together packages, hygiene packages, food packages, make sure they're okay. And so we make sure that even though some of them live in some, you know, pretty tough surroundings, we make sure they're okay, that they understand the decisions that they should make. So a school that's almost 24 hours.
Okay.
Now, what would you say? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, how many children would you say you have?
Right now we have 40, just because this is our first year. We started with sixth graders, and we'll add a grade each year up to 12th grade.
And now, what was your inspiration of starting the school? Like, what made you put the start?
Well, as a mentor, you know, most of the kids I had were in troubled areas. Of course, they didn't have fathers, uncles, things like that around. So it's just a natural fit for me. But what I started realizing was my frustration was on Sundays. I had to get the boys back to mom or grandmom or whatever. But here's my thing. So I figured out, I was, you know, how do I maximize time? And so I started thinking and praying about the next thing, you know, school popped into my mind. So you got to think, you have to have them all day. If you're school, and I can just extend it and have them some more time. So that's basically why I
came
about.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, and like the whole thing about Dream League, what can you tell young people and even adults? Because, mm-hmm. you know, believe it or not, there's a lot of adults that are out wandering around.
Sure.
They don't have a clue as to what they're supposed to do. And, you know, and but God tells us to do stuff.
Right.
We just ignore it.
Absolutely.
You know, and we just let it pass. And God, if we don't listen, it'll pass.
It'll pass right by.
Go to the next person that God's going to bless to put into their ear. So what can you tell to people out there that is inspiring to dream big, or even people that don't have a clue as to what they're supposed to do in life?
Well, one thing Paul taught me that I instill in our boys and anybody that I work with is never let anybody outwork you. You know, it takes a lot of work to make a dream happen. So do your research around you, because see, the wrong people can sap your dream from you.
Oh, yeah.
And so it is about doing the work and knowing work. You know, that's one of the things that how we got to school is one of the most difficult things in the world to get is a charter school, especially
right.
in the state of South Carolina. We're a totally red state, you know,
yeah.
and they don't necessarily support those type things.
Right.
And it's about knowing the need, researching, getting out there and finding out everything that people need.
Okay.
Because actually a couple, that was last month, the boys met Magic Johnson down
wow.
in South Carolina.
Yeah,
so we were
that.
Talking
mm-hmm.
to him. And one of the things he told us was because you have a great idea, necessarily mean it's a great business. And so you have to understand what's the need of people. You know, you can spend a lot of time, but if it's all for naught, that makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's about us putting work in and make sure that the dream happens.
Right. Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
So as far as your school, how long have you had, has it been open?
Well, this is our first year, actually, in our last 9 weeks, so we're in our first year. And next
I feel like
year,
it's been open for like forever.
It seems, but you know,
you
have a couple of years,
stuff.
You have to build it up and that type thing. So it's a little different for people. They don't know how that works. But for our boys, we have a specific focus, working with them, kind of getting their ideology in line for success. So for us, it's been a here, but I tell you.
Oh, yeah. Now, with your school, what is it that the young man can benefit from in school versus in the regular, you know, public school?
Well, for us, it's always about discipline. Everything is about discipline. You can't be productive if you're not disciplined.
That's
and
right.
So in our environment, we have a prep uniform policy, which is, you know, everybody's in data. And so we all look the same. Everybody's in there with pants sagging. I don't have anything against gyms, but I don't see where they can help you in an educational environment.
That's right.
We don't, you know, boys don't have cell phones because mm-hmm. we need to be focused. You know, they, and one thing I teach them about is the world has very little sympathy for you.
Very,
man.
Very.
And so yes. I need you to gather some strength and know how to combat that as you feel. So it's that, it's the accountability and responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, we do call reality-based teaching. Whatever we teach them in the classroom, we take them out into the community. You know, like, a good friend of mine, Mr. Dan Johnson, we took the kids to his. And so just learning,
yeah.
you know, how the thing is. For
so it's more interactive.
Absolutely.
Like yeah. life interactive versus.
Absolutely. And that's our
yeah.
concept. It's called
yeah.
the interactive thematic team concept.
Love it.
Yep.
Well, I just want to say I absolutely applaud you for everything that you do for our community. We as much need for our young children. We don't want them out here on the street. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, you did another, you gave a number.
Mm-hmm. 357.
357.
Yep.
Okay. And what is that
well,
number?
357 for me is my motivation. 357 people told me I'd never be in there. Now, I always had my father, always had my mother, and so it can be confusing to some people. But I was a bad kid, grew up in a kind of crazy neighborhood, but I didn't really need anything at home. And so even as an adult, you know, and my wife always wonder, how in the world you remember all those people? And my thing is, I can't forget them.
Can't forget
you know,
them,
because
yeah.
of the way, you know, someone said it to me and that type thing. So every day I wake up, man, it's 357. It's always on my mind. It keeps me up 2, 3.
Motivated that thing.
Oh, yeah.
You want to
oh,
let
yeah.
go.
Yeah. they'll never get me.
That's right.
By yeah. catching me sleeping.
That's right.
It's
right.
always work.
All right. So, and I once again, I want to thank you for
sure.
coming on. And
absolutely.
Thank you for gracing us your presence.
And
you know,
you.
Definitely, we're gonna have you on again.
That's right. That's right. You know, I'm just a phone call away.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So, once again, thank you and congratulations to you.
Sure.
Congratulations for receiving the big Dream Chaser. So,
thank you.
I want to thank you and congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
thank you.
It. All right. So, there you have it, y'all. That was Kevin Reynolds for Garden City Preparatory Academy, the winner of the award, Big Dream Chaser in public service. So, okay, this is live radio, so we're going to take a picture. Anyway, so just back and edit this part. Okay, thank you. Thank you, and takes a vision. Y'all, if you're out there, you have dreams that you try to chase them, man. Because let me tell you something. God speaks to you and he gives you a vision. You have to take it and you have to run with it. And you have to do things that God tells you to do. And, you know, as far as world, it's not all about religion. It's a complete thing. And to tell you that I am a believer in God, you know. And you have to definitely listen to what's going on and listen to that spirit. That's telling you, chase your dream. It's about chasing the dreams. It takes a village, definitely, to raise a child, and it takes a village to raise a nation. So, you know, you're going to have doubters. You're going to have people that's going to tell you no. You're going to have people look at you funny. You're going to have people that's always going to doubt you. And there's this look that can't do it because, I mean, I can do it right now, but you see the look. But there's a look when people tell you have an idea or a dream or something. And it sounds realistic. It might sound crazy to them. But there's this look that people always give you when they say, well, you know, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
I call it the duck lip look. You know, it's kind of like it is just like... Okay.
Like, that's not possible.
Yeah, not possible. And it's like, are you crazy? You know, you got all these ideas that has came to fruition. you know, you got McDonald's, you got Microsoft. When Bill Gates came up and started the computer, everybody thought he was crazy. He quit school. And look at him as a billionaire.
Right.
Now, as like Kevin said, Magic Johnson said, not every idea is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point that you try, you know, giving an effort to try those different things that God is telling you to do. So definitely, y'all, you out there, if you have a dream, please, I tell you, please chase it. We'll keep moving here. This is House of Harley Talk Radio coming to you live. House of Harley Talk Radio is sponsored to you by LadiesQFashion.com. LadiesQFashion is where you get the latest church wear. Ladies, if you want to get a big church hat that just blocks everybody from seeing the pastor, you can go to LadiesQFashion.com. Fellas, get rid of the polyester suit and go to LadiesQFashion.com. So, next up, man, he's the winner of the Chaser in Austin Culture. And this is another question. Not like crazy watching. You know, not like squishy mic on. So. Yeah. But I've been watching his work. He's doing some big things in the Columbia area. And like I said, he's the winner of the Dream Chaser in Arts and Culture Award. He's been doing a lot of great things in Columbia. And he goes by the name of Shaquise the Beast. That's like the AKA, right?
That's the
AKA. Yeah. You got a whole bunch of AKAs. You do so much, man.
Yeah.
So, for now, we have y'all, Sherrod Shaquise Ball. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Shay. Thanks for having me, man.
No problem.
How you been doing?
Doing great, man. Just pushing out here. Pushing on you winning your award.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
How do you feel about it and winning it?
I'm not really into awards. You know?
Right.
Deanna knows that. She called me about it. I was like, oh, let me get some names of some people that I think really deserve it. You know,
yeah.
That's not really my thing. So, you know, it's to be recognized for the work that you do. But just like I said, when I was talking inside, there's so much work to be done, you know, and I feel like, I feel a lot better taking awards when I'm 85 years old with
right.
with my mental on the porch with my grandkids. Then I'm taking some awards.
A cigar.
Yeah.
You
know, something like that. That's not good to me.
That's good.
I can take an award. Like, okay, yeah, I guess I did do some things.
Okay.
You know?
So
yeah.
We understand that you are the director of education for the Nickelodeon Theater.
That's right. I'm the director of media education. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
That's correct.
So tell us about what you do over there.
Well, Nickelodeon Theater had a vision for a long time to start a media education center, which is essentially a film education center focused on media literacy and media production. So media literacy the concept of learning how to read and write video or film. And then media production, of course, is the writing part, right? Because you can technically write with a camera.
Right.
So now that we live in what we like to call the age of screens, meaning that there's a phone everywhere. Everybody has the ability to produce video or watch video, how able to understand how we able to be literate video instead of just watching it and absorbing it passively or just recording passively on our phones. How are we able to use it to actually communicate? And how are people using those images to communicate to us? And so what the Media Education Center does is we build a program designed around those concepts, whether it's about summer camp programming or school after school programming, workshop for adults that we have coming in the fall of this year. There's so many different aspects when it comes to media literacy and media production, and that's what the Education Center does. And that's what Nick brought me up for to lead.
So we also then, and we were there last week. You were a part of putting the Love, Peace, and Hip Hop concert
That's right.
together.
That's right.
For that. And it was and I had a blast.
Good.
Last year, I had a blast.
Good.
So it was definitely a blessing to be out there.
Thank you for covering it too.
Yeah.
All y'all taking the pictures and everything.
Yeah,
thank y'all for that.
So yeah, we
pictures.
Wanted to possibly commit the thing and push it out there.
Thank y'all.
People
thank
that
y'all.
Couldn't come could
We need that. We
yeah.
need that. Very
yeah, we got next year. God willing, to work all that out later
oh, yeah.
on. But tell us about how hard it took to put that together. Like,
it's insanely difficult. You know, Nonstop Hip Hop Live, you know, is a company entity started by Kingsland way back in 1998 when we were at the University of South Carolina. And since then, you know, we've been doing concerts and shows, you know, we're at the as Zara was an artist, not only from a brother to us, we began leading his career years ago, and he became a partner with what Nonstop Hip Hop Live is doing. The three of us have kind of grown together, and we've added components since then. So we've been doing concerts a long time. We've been doing shows a long time. I think our first show was like 2000 or something like that with like KRS or something.
Okay.
So, you know, we know how to do that. Putting the festival is a whole nother mantra, you know, because now you're talking about dealing with the city and dealing with public officials, dealing with the police department and the fire department, block off streets, talking to insurance agencies and companies, and dealing with vendors and having to do it's such a huge ordeal to pull across a lot of strain on us. But we understand that it's important. We understand that it's very important. So,
now, question. I know you said there's two sides of dealing with the city and put together the streets and everything. How about the other side, the side that you were speaking about? How hard is it trying to get in touch with the celebrities to try to get them to come to Columbia?
That's the easy part, actually.
Oh, okay.
You know, because we've been doing promotions and concert events for so long, you know, our roster of artists that we touch is pretty long. You know, so being able to contact, we really just got to pick and choose, you know, what we want to do, what we want to do, and if they're available. That's really the easy part, getting
when
the audible.
When you contact with artists, like, is that, do you like contact, like, they have, like, a...
The agents, the managers.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you know, one of the benefits of Nonstop Hip Hop Live, we've been in concert and business for so long to where now we don't deal with agents. We've developed relationships with artists over there. So we'll deal with managers directly. And, you know, because of that, we've been around for so long and had a relationship that was positive. You know, one of the things that Nonstop Hip Hop Live had always done ever since we started when we were broke college students was, regardless of what happens, we're going to make sure artists are treated right and make sure they pay.
Right.
And it paid off. So a year later, when we have to do these you know, these festivals and these events and things of that nature, and we call them like a Money Love. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is make one phone call and say, hey, you ever heard of Nonstop Hip Hop Live with Shaquise? And they go, oh, yeah, you know, those guys are great. They're going to take care of you. And they'll even have to break on races and things mm-hmm. that happen. So it's really worth it. So that's really the easy part. The bureaucracy is the hard part. It's way harder than that.
So our part is easy. It's just all the...
Yeah, it's all the. I mean, of course, you got to book them and get them here and all that kind of stuff. But most of the times, artists are easy to work with, especially since we've been around for so long. That's really the thing in the entertainment industry because, you know, promoters come a dime a dozen. So they're always, you're always somebody's out to get you. But we've been around long enough to kind of avoid a lot of that. It's just really just making sure that we get in between the red tape, you know, as far as, you know, how many, you know, M&Ms they want counting in the room and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Once you get past that kind of stuff,
yeah.
That's really the easy part. It's the bureaucracy and getting the word out. That's the hard part.
Well, and so since we're talking about dream chasing, dreams and stuff of that nature, what can you tell the young people and even like older people, like telling Kevin, you know, there's older people that don't have a clue, don't have a clue. You know, people I went to high school with, they're still wandering up and down the street. You know, they don't have a clue what they're doing.
What
can you tell young people about realizing who you are and what you're supposed to be sooner rather than later and what it means to chase your dreams and what kind of awards you get out of your dreams?
Well, one of the things that I tell people, because I think it's a people thing, I don't think it's a kid thing, people always say, well, what do you have to tell the aspiring artist? You say everybody needs to hear the same message.
Right.
To me, one of the things that I've always believed is that life is a collection of decisions that make. This is something that I didn't really understand really until the last few years. You know, it's something I've always believed in. I've always been like, oh, man, I want to do this, and I want to buy my mom a house. And all of us have these dreams, right? But the difference is what decisions are you going to make for those dreams.
Right.
That's the difference maker.
Right.
And so whether you're 8 or 80, you have to ask yourself every day, am I going to choose today to do what I want to do, or am I going to choose today to do I think is going to work for how people view me or what I think is going to be best for my finances or, you know, what right now I'm not positioned to do this or I don't really know how to do that. You know, the world is your oyster and either you're going to make a decision to own that idea or you're going to be a victim to the negative thoughts or the negative things that people are going to see you about what you think you can do. Mm-hmm. Everybody is capable of accomplishing amazing things, but the difference is whether or not you make the decision to move forward and put a plan together that's going to see make those things happen. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Me sitting back and saying, oh, I want to buy one myself. It's easy. Who can't? I mean, anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to have a internet radio show. It's easy.
It's easy.
Right? But are you going to put the research in? Are you going to put the time in? Are you going to clock in and clock like yourself?
Right.
Are you going to take that time to invest in yourself?
Right.
Or are you going to invest in somebody else's dream?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, that's one of the things that, you know, the unit that we have, the team that we have, Fat Red Dazar, LJ, Kingley, and myself, we've always been self-sustainable, self-sufficient.
Right.
We invest into ourselves and we invest into our own ideas, and we believe wholeheartedly that we have everything we need to be great already.
Right.
So now, just making the decisions towards keeping vision intact. And so every decision that you make becomes a lot easier to make when going, is this going towards where I want to go?
Right.
Let me get out of the way.
Right.
That's what I need to focus
right.
on. I can't do this way because this doesn't fit in line with where my vision is. So whether you're doing whether it's a business deal or an arrangement to go speak somewhere or to hang out with someone,
right.
you got to think about vision and where you're trying to go.
That's
and
right.
that's really the ultimate factor. And that's what I always need that people want to talk
That's right.
To.
And that's what it's all about. What do you feel about the word no? Like, I know you probably heard that so much. Like,
it
discourages people. Like, my sister tells me, like,
well, luckily, I had you know, I was coming up back in the early 90s, you know, we were still young players on the scene.
Right.
And so I had the advantage of a bunch of young brothers that was young players, you know, 15 to 16 years old.
Right.
One of the things my grandfather would tell us, he told me, even when I was a kid, I remember, you know, I was been like 8 years old, I wanted this girl's phone number or something like that. And he was like, well, what she can say is a no. Can you handle a no? If you can handle a no,
right.
then everything else is easy.
Yeah.
So if the worst someone can say was no, what does that mean?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Right.
So that's kind of philosophy. So taking that philosophy from talking to girls and asking girls to dance to
the
you know, building
world.
Businesses and entities. And,
I ain't
going
to lie.
No is just
a yeah, I ain't going to lie. When
I
was growing up, I couldn't take no. I couldn't. Like a girl would tell me no. I'm like, how could you tell me? I'd be devastated.
I've had that happen before.
And just walk away just like, Lord, you told me.
Yeah.
But so I've been there. I was like, you're going to hear some no's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to see if I don't put artists or actors out. He was trying to in contact with the person, and somebody told us, yes, you got the interview. And when we got there, it was like, no.
No. Yeah.
And I was like, what?
But you know what? That drives us home for the next time.
Yeah.
Next time. And, you know, no is, if you don't get the no, you know, if you don't try, you never know.
Right.
If you're going if you're gonna succeed next time. Gonna hear a no for you. You're gonna hear a million no's, yes.
Well, a no to me, a no is like negative opinion. Because, you know, one of the things I always say when giving feedback to people is I'm just one person with one opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just one no from one person. It's
right.
millions, thousands, hundreds. This cannot be the only person.
No, right.
That can't be the only girl you can dance with. That
right,
can't
right.
be the only business deal you can start. It can't be the only actor you or whoever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you have to work until you find a yes.
Right.
Because all it takes is one yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have 70, 80,000 no's, one yes, unlock the door.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Well, once again, thank you for coming on.
No problem, man.
Talk Radio.
Thank y'all.
And we'll be looking forward to working with you. Yeah, we
I'm
really
looking
forward
to it.
To
it. Let's do it.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up. So
we have a lot working, so we're looking forward to the collaboration.
All right. Well, thank you again. Congratulations on winning your award.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
It.
Shaquise Duvall there. That's House of Harley Talk Radio. Dream Chase Awards ceremony and luncheon. And, you know, you got to listen to those words. It's about chasing those dreams. People that are just so patiently waiting to speak to us and everything. So, yeah, I think as long as it's awesome. So we're going to keep going. We're at live House of Harley Talk Radio. We're going to keep pushing. We are at the Booker Agency Dream Big Luncheon Dream Chasers Awards. And we're going to keep moving here. We have another award winner. She won in the category of Dream Chaser in Ministry Award. She goes by the name of Dr. Yash Jones. She's a pastor of Revealing Word. How you your mom, let me make sure your mic is on. So you talk up in it.
Okay.
I think that you talk on mics all the time, right? How you doing, Pat? So I call you Dr.
Ms. Jones. I answered to all of them. All right.
So, Ms. Jones, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How about you?
Great. I want to congratulate you on your award.
Thank you.
So, how do you feel? Tell us how you feel.
It was great. It was a nice, encouragement. Like I said, we don't have to be rewarded, but
right.
It's always to be recognized, mm-hmm. certainly by people you appreciate and have seen you.
Right.
It's great, and it's great to hear the story that we should hear today that inspires me to keep pressing on and doing what God has called me to do.
Yeah. Now I was saying the same thing because a lot of what everybody said to me, I'm a big guy. I was saying, thankfully, I had glasses on, so I was kind of teared up a little bit because, I could just feel the power and
exactly.
of everybody
exactly.
that went through something like Chantel Luke.
Right.
Story and talked about and with everybody, Keith and Kevin, and everything, and whatever was seeing was just touching me because it's like with me doing my radio show, I've had those moments where I just wanted to give up.
Right, exactly.
I just every time, but it's funny. Every time that I wanted to quit, shortly after, either phone call or email or somebody knock on my door, something would happen and be like, hey, you want to do this? And I'm like, yes.
Right.
Right.
God, we'll reignite the
right.
quickly.
And the last time I was going to quit, I had some stuff going on with co-hosts and stuff like that. And I had one. And I was just totally, I wasn't motivated to do it anymore.
Gotcha.
And I was about to quit. But then God sent my co-host Jasmine. And then I already have a young friend of mine named Bailey Williams. She's a co-host. And another friend of mine, Ken Brown, came. I didn't know him at the time. He's like a brother to me now.
Wow.
But when we came together, it was like three people just at one time. It was like, wow. I went from, being by myself to just three more calls.
Right.
And, here I am. And I was listening to, I forgot who said it. I think it was the lady that owned the hair salon.
Bradley.
She mentioned about having a good team of people.
That
believe in the mission. And I must really say, God really blessed us. So,
that's
my
good.
Show.
They inspired listeners.
But definitely a blessing. So tell us about your church.
Okay, well, we're ministries, and we started as a church 2 years ago, even though the ministry started about 6 or 7 years ago. Looking at really helping people in the inner city. I am in a ministry, and I've worked in inner city schools, and just a lot of need, and wanted to not only share the word of God, but also be a church that would minister to the needs of people. I mean, we've done some things from teenage parents in the inner city, the adopted grad, feeding seniors at one of the inner city old folks' homes or senior citizen homes. Just trying to meet the needs of people and not just keep the gospel in the four walls of the church, but be the church in the community. And as God continues to bless us, We're praying to even great work in the communities for young people and old people and whoever's in need, because the need is great.
So as far as like your church service, what days do your church service?
On Sundays, we meet at 201 East Exchange Boulevard in Columbia, South Carolina, from 9 to 10:30. It's not, a traditional service. The focus mm-hmm. is on the word and worship. We don't do a lot of fanfare. It's not a lot of fluff, I would say.
I love that. Yeah,
not a whole lot of fluff. We center on the word and worship. And we come in, and my goal is to really build believers. That we don't just, sometimes come out of church, we had a good service. What did he preach about? I don't know.
right.
No, but to be able to live what we hear, mm-hmm. and really to glean from the word of God and understand the transformation that it can bring in us and through us, mm-hmm. if we really embrace it. And so it's a teaching-based ministry, but growing beliefs, growing people, and they're impacting the community.
Right. Now, what can you say as far as the spiritual aspect of chasing dreams and achieving what it is that God has for you, what can, on like the spiritual aspect?
It's
it's warfare. That's right. That's the thing I think that we underestimate. I was sharing with Chantel this, you know, I told her one of the things, the challenges that I had, but sometimes we want the storm to pass before we build.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want things to be in order. We want it to be right. And surely, God, you're not asked to build in the storm, you know, but you can't wait always for perfect conditions.
Right. Yeah.
Perfect conditions may never come. And so you have to be willing to endure the obstacles and endure the storm and still maintain focus and vision to build and to go forward and to do what God has called you to do. Because just as sure as you get your mind to do it, obstacles and the storms are going to come.
Right.
And so you really have to have the fortitude to do it anyway.
Right.
And in spite of, and not wait on, like I was waiting for the church to quote bigger before we would do anything in the community. You know, with two or three apps, I'm in the midst. And you'd
right.
be surprised what you can do if you just focus in your mind to doing this. So we've been able to do some great things, even in small numbers.
Right.
So I think for that.
There's plenty of advantage when they go to the store and they're so ready to quit. Man.
Right.
Into myself.
It's me.
Yeah. But it's definitely an advantage because, like, in, you know, personally, just going through storms, just seeing it through is like it's a blessing once you come out of it. And then you look back and like, what was I so worried about?
Exactly. That God has already worked it out. And that's the thing, catching the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's not even discussing it because so far removed from it.
Yeah.
But it's on our face sometimes that we have to really see beyond that distraction.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's just a distraction. To what it is that you're supposed to be manifesting. And that's why I say sometimes when you know the certain storms come, you know you hit them on the head.
Right.
When you find the warfare, you've found your purpose.
Yeah.
The enemy, right. Sometimes he can leave you alone, you're not doing anything.
Your
purpose.
Yes.
Okay, there may be a little warfare.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
You
thank God for the warfare because, man, you've enlightened me as to who I am and what I am supposed to be doing.
Right.
If you're going to fight me this hard,
you have to get
right. I know that what I have is worthy of the fight that you put forth.
Yeah, I was just sitting at home right now. You know, it'd be peace and quiet. It wouldn't be nothing going on.
Right.
You know, and so it's like, you're right. Ever since I've started this show, started 2 years ago, and right now I have 20,000 listeners worldwide.
Wow.
So,
tremendous.
You know, it's just me and my dog and my kids, you know, and so I just started off just talking about different subjects, and, you know, people just kept listening, you know, and no serious when somebody stops in the street is like, aren't you that House of Hardy guy? And I'm like, yeah, so, you know, it's so.
Meeting the need.
Yeah, it's something out there about, you know, put this vision in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Show, because it's not just, you know, show where we just. I mean, we talk about any and everything. We try to get out there and touch people and accept people. Our mission of the show is to empower and enlighten all walks of life, whoever you are.
Right.
You know, we want to hear your story. So, what can you tell people about, you know, trying to reach dreams and, you know, stay in the path and
persistence. You know, if they were reading my bio today, you know, it sounds wonderful, you know, a doctorate,
right.
So but I tell anybody, it'd be 7 years to get a 4-year degree.
Wow.
But that's because I was stopping and starting.
But that's okay.
I finished. And at the end of the day, you know, nobody asked me how long did it take.
Right.
I just want to know, did you get it?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I
finishing.
We don't finish.
Yeah.
And you have to see some things through and believe God to help you overcome the obstacle. Seeing it through the end, and once you achieve something, there's nothing anybody can do to take it from you.
That's right.
You know, once it's yours.
That's right. Hallelujah. So, once again, we want to thank you, Dr. Jones.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and getting an interview with us, and congratulations on winning your award
thank
today.
You so much.
We appreciate it. We would love to visit your church today as well.
Please
too.
Do it from 9:30.
One more thing you talked about. You work in special education.
Yeah, I work with the special education department within a high school. Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually going to be on a show Wednesday about autism.
Wow.
And so I don't know, but I have autistic twins.
Okay.
So and they're like high functioning.
Right.
But they have IEDs and everything. So if you're available, maybe I can have you on.
Okay.
You know, but I'll get with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely leave my information with you.
Okay. All right. Once again, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, keep going.
We will. We're not stopping this time. Come far. Once again, Dr. Jones of Revealing Ministries here in Columbia, South Carolina. And we want to thank her for coming out. So we're going to keep going. We're going to keep pressing on. We're going to keep getting interviews from us and the other winners. I think we got one more. Get this piece right. Oh. So we're going to keep going. And once again, y'all, if out there and you have dreams, please make sure you check after your dreams and accomplish goals and be who it is that you are trying to be, because, you know, nobody can't take away from you what God has given you or giving you, period. You know, one thing I say about me and Tom Lyons and doing what I'm doing, and people always say, well, you got to be careful. Don't tell nobody about what you're doing. I say, I don't care. I can tell them what I'm doing, but one thing they can't do, they can't take the recipe of my success that I do. So if you're out there and you're trying to accomplish goals, go on. So next we're going to have an interview by one of the final war winners. She goes by the name of Denise. She is the owner Low in the Vista. Right, correct. So how you doing, Bradley? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Great, great. Once again, congratulations on winning your award.
Thank you.
Yeah, and how do you feel about, you know, accepting the award and the award?
Oh, I'm very humble.
Okay.
This was a dream of mine. I actually served 25 years in the United States Army.
Wow.
And upon deciding to retire, I looked like to do after retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And after traveling abroad and across the United States, I kept seeing the same concept being up, which is blow dry bar concept,
mm-hmm.
which is an express salon. And we decided to come to Columbia, South Carolina. And I said, no, there's no dry bar in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and chase after that dream and start one.
Yeah, that's one thing about Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that we don't have. That's in a lot of these. So you came to the right spot.
Yes, and I love it.
Are you from here?
No, I'm not. I'm actually from Vegas.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. South Carolina.
Yeah.
Wait till, like, what
wow.
brought you to South Carolina?
Military.
Oh, the military,
yes,
okay.
Of course, I was still in when I was, right before I retired, and I decided to remain here. My husband, he's still in. He's abroad. He's still serving in the United States.
Okay. Now, you touched on, tell us why you brought the blow salon here. Because you say you know you didn't have it. So what was your inspiration into doing hair before? Or
actually, I am not a licensed cosmetologist.
Wow, okay.
I am a businessman.
Wow.
My daughter mm-hmm. loves blowouts.
Uh-huh.
Loves them. And
what is a blowout, by the way?
Okay. A blowout in a traditional salon where you go in, you would get a wash set.
Mm-hmm.
But we've added a little twist to that. We do the wash, we do condition, and then we blow your hair out with our blow dryer.
Mm-hmm.
But we blow it, once we blow it out, we can do it in different styles. The blow dryer, or we can use other styling tools.
Mm-hmm.
But it's primarily with the blow dryer.
Wow.
Yes.
I know you can style hair with a blow dryer.
Yes.
You can do so with my beard.
We haven't got to that yet.
I was a little jealous as he talked about, you know, on an iPad we go instead
yes.
of a paper. I'm like,
yes,
Robert.
We decided to step it up.
That's a very good idea. A great idea.
Yes, when you come in, you're treated like the queen that you are.
Right.
You're given complimentary Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
a complimentary iPad, of course,
mm-hmm.
stays in
yeah.
the salon, a complimentary glass of wine or other beverage. Which is service.
Wow. Okay. So do you just do women's hair or do you do children's hair too?
We do women. We do children.
Okay.
We do older adults.
Now, I started thinking about because I have a daughter, mm-hmm. and she has like natural hair.
Do all types.
Okay.
It's natural, relaxed. We do all types.
Okay, that's great. So now we're going to talk about as far as like, you know, chasing dreams. Like one of the initiatives that we're doing at House of Harley Talk Radio is that we're doing It Takes a Village initiative. And that whole thing is about trying to recreate the community, the community that exists, and also to get people to realize who they are and what to do, you know, sooner rather than later. And if it is later, like, discover your purpose, you know, now. So what can you tell people, and even adults, we're all chasing this here, what can you tell them about chasing your dreams and being who you're supposed to be?
First, I would say surround yourself with positive people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a team. You got to have someone on your team that is very positive. There's going to be times, you know, doing developmental tests, you're going to get down. There's mm-hmm. a lot of negativity that's going to come out. And you need someone right there that's positive.
Right.
That's going to show mm-hmm. you, hey, glass is half full. You know, keep striving.
Okay. Now, how many times, what do you feel about the word no? Because I know you probably heard that word no in your, you know, doing your business and everything. So what do you feel about the word no?
No. when someone tells me no,
yeah.
they obviously did not hear
yeah.
what I was trying to express to them. Right. That just gives me more motivation. My motivation comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell me no, I'm like, okay. And I'm still strive, you know, to fail.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started Low Drive Bar, I'm just going to be honest. First month, we didn't even make $500.
Wow.
And you're talking about storefronts. You know,
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
And there's other, those that are.
And you're down in the Vista.
Yeah.
So that's expensive.
So I said, you know what, team? Let's step this up to the next level. We're going to change anything. We're going to stay a low dry bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to do. This is the dream. This is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a lot better today.
Wow. Y'all hear that? Don't be so worried and scared about the word no. You're going to hear it a lot. Get used to it. But as everybody says, you know, all it takes is that one yes. You know, and definitely people believing in your dreams. Once again, I want to congratulate you on winning your award. Did you have something for me? Oh, okay. All right. Once again, thank you for congratulating on winning your award, and thank you for interviewing with us. And, maybe I'll bring my daughter to try that experience because she doesn't like getting her hair done too much.
You should. She would love it.
Okay.
Not know anything about you, but hearing you today, I am definitely be there very soon, probably next week or two.
Okay. Please come see us.
Yeah, definitely.
Taylor, Cherish, Rose. Oh, I have a phenomenal team.
Wonderful. Okay, great.
I'm jealous. I wish I had hair to get done. I ain't got none.
She is going to leave. So fabulous.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So as far as, like, you have social media information so people can look you up?
Yes. We are on Facebook. Our Facebook address is Bo2Vista. You can also catch us on Instagram, which is BLO2FC. And we are also on Twitter. I'm getting a little better at that.
trust me. I know how it is because I have all the different social medias. And I always forget about it. I do Instagram and Facebook. I always forget about it.
I forget about it too, but you know, we all have the wonderful smartphone. All of a sudden you get a message that says, so-and-so is following you on Twitter. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I need on Twitter.
Right.
They're wonderful.
All right. Well, once again, thank you. Enjoy your day. And, you know, maybe bring my daughter. Maybe take your daughter. Get her.
Yes, all three of us will come by.
Her daughter has hair.
Yeah, her hair is.
What do with that. All right.
Come get blown away.
Okay.
Get blown away. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. And congratulations on your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, we have House of Harley Talk Radio. You're about to hear another dead space because I'm going to take a picture. But I can go ahead and edit it, so it doesn't matter. All good. Of you, because you know you're always okay. I mean, Yeah, let me do the picture. I'm putting the mic down. This is live radio. But I go back in it. Okay, Michael Bailey, minority. He's a very trained photographer, so he probably does a lot better than what I would. Yeah. Yeah, so it's about chasing your dreams, people. It's about making it happen. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot be who it is that you're looking to be. Village, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise a family, a nation. And I want to admit this, that Farley, this is definitely a blessing to be part of this country because it opened my eyes up to a lot of things that we need to do in our communities and everything. And so we have the lady of the hour. I might as well just start sashaying and everything. And every, what? What's that? What you need? What's that? Because we got more people to interview. And the young man that was taking the pictures, we're going to interview him as well, too. And he goes by the name of Michael Bailey with the Minority Eye. How's it going, sir? How you doing? Doing all right.
And I can't complain.
Thank you. Thank you. So, I didn't know, but you had won the award, the media award for everything.
Yeah, damn. She didn't let me know.
Ah, okay.
It was a surprise.
Uh-huh. So, did that happen before? Or?
You know what? I don't know. Obviously, it was an eye help. I never knew it.
Okay. So, they split it up on you.
Okay.
Okay, so you are the creator and the owner of Minority Eye, right?
MinorityEye.com.
So tell us about Minority Eye.
The MinorityEye.com is one of the largest minority folk media outlets in the state. We have a little over 300,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Of course, we do similar to what you do. We just new media outlet, and we reach out to, you know, the talented and positive people in our minority that are doing outstanding things. As you know, a lot of times in mainstream media, we don't always get the type of positive coverage.
That's right. Serve. Yes.
And so we just decided that we were going to do that. We
right.
were going to fill that gap and say, hey, there's a lot of positive entrepreneurs in our community that are doing great things.
Yeah. And as far as like you talk about what's being put out there, especially out media, you got the news. News is like, if it's not about a murder, it might talk about murders and crimes and
right.
bad stuff for like 20 minutes of the show, and then probably like spend like 2 or 3 minutes talking right. about somebody that's not good in the community. I know that you focus a lot on what people are doing out in the community and the very unique stories that's out there, you know, like everywhere. So definitely, that's definitely a good thing that you have, what you have going on.
Right, yeah, it's just like I said, doing the same thing you guys are doing. And just letting people know, the internet and social media is the outstanding outlet. It has given a lot of disadvantaged people a voice.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, you got to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of good that can come from social media. And sometimes we just use it to play a negative story.
Right,
but,
definitely.
But for the most part, social media has been a viable alternative to us. It has allowed us to grow into one of the largest minority of media outlets in the state. We have national sponsors such as AT&T, CareerBuilder.com, Columbia Metropolitan Airport. And so we're doing big things, man. We just, you know, started out like you. We wanted to change the conversation in our neighborhood and our community. And that's what we did.
So I think you touched on it, so briefly, like what your inspiration of starting, you know, your...
The inspiration I worked 13 years in politics,
right?
And I worked in doing field communications, and I had a lot of interactions with the media as far as getting our candidates airtime, getting them on radio shows.
Right.
Nobody really wanted to cover minority political candidates. Nobody really wanted to interview them. And it was just, you know, I saw through that frustration of trying to get my job done, I reached out to a lot of minority media that was in the city, and they were not real support. And everybody told me that we don't need another minority focused media outlet in Columbia. We don't.
Wow.
And I said, okay, well, if nobody can help me, I'm going to put it on my own.
Yes.
So I set out with my partner, Sharon Sands, and we did it. And in a year, we grew to the largest minority media company.
That's what I'm talking about.
In the state, and we did it through social media.
Right.
Social media.
So that word no, I was about to bring up the word no, that word no is catapulted
right.
to even more to say, well, I'll do this anyway. You know, there's nothing y'all can do to stop me because you need that there need out there for what you were looking at. So that's definitely that's.
Yeah, that word no means nothing to Michael. Me and Michael work together on several projects. Yeah. He keeps going. I remember being in your office and I'm seeing the work that you did, and Frederick Knight as well,
right.
The work that he did. You know, rest in peace, Frederick
right,
Knight.
Yes. Great man. He's my mentor.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know, I just like to commend you guys what
Thank
you do, because Shay was one of our 2014.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah. You brought it for me. Thank
most
you.
Most interesting minorities.
Yeah.
And, like I went through our list to see who is doing what.
Yeah.
We run a very sophisticated algorithm that measures impressions.
Yeah.
I think you were at around 7,000 impressions of
wow.
tweets where people were talking about you. And, you know, I just can't, I want to, like, thank you, man, for doing what
you had to thank you because you have no idea how much that motivated me. That,
yeah.
that like, made me feel like, okay, I was like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing something. And I got to tell something about people. It's like, you know, look at what Michael does, you know. You might look up and be like, you know,
right.
we're both doing something positive. And a lot of times in our community, you see people doing stuff, and we automatically start having this, like, automatic, like, to what we're doing. And I'm like, people don't understand. It's like, to learn, especially Black community, we have to learn that we should work together, collaborate, and also appreciate what one business is doing versus the other. Like, you have a flavor. What I call it is flavors of cream. You have a flavor. I have a flavor. Everybody has a flavor. Or you have McDonald's, you know, you got Burger King, you got Blockbuster Video, and you got Hollywood Video. I don't know if they're still open yet. I don't know. But you have different flavors of what people do, and I think all should kind of, like, appreciate what each other does and try to help each other. You know?
You're right.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, be mindful, because we're business owners, be mindful of what you put on social media.
Yeah.
Because people out there watching you.
They're watching.
And like I said, man, they are watching
mm-hmm.
you, what you guys are doing, where you started and what you grew into.
Right.
Just as I remember you started with the first time I heard about it. Just conversation.
Just conversation.
You grew into politics.
Yeah.
Big things, man, like I said. And that's what kind of helped me when I thought nobody was watching. A lot of these corporate companies called me. Called them. They
wow.
said, hey, like what you're doing, we got a check for you.
Wow.
So, you know. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
They watch it.
Yeah,
and they watch it.
Yeah, definitely. So, anything else? Mm-hmm. That's all quiet. Everything.
All quiet. I'm around. I'm working.
Well, once again, Michael, we want to thank you. Thank you for coming on. And thank you for recognizing us as well. That's definitely a pleasure. So, we'll be looking forward to working with you. I'm sure we'll see you around. So, once again, we want to thank you. As far as people following you, social media, ways, and all the other stuff.
We log on to minority.com. We're on Facebook, minority.com, Twitter, at the minority. Name is Instagram, at the minority. Look up on YouTube, see all the videos with all exciting entrepreneurs from Columbia.
Right. Okay. All right. There you have it. That's Mike Bailey, minority. Once again, we're going to stay coming on House Forever Talk. Right. Dream big, people. Dream big. Dream big. We're going to keep moving because I think in a little bit they'll start kicking us out and everything. So next one, I have the woman of the hour, woman of the day. She put all this together. She organized it, handed out the awards. Without further ado, everybody, you all are welcome to our radio, Deanna Booker. So how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good.
Don't get quiet now. You are live.
radio.
I know. Look, a little bit of tiredness and it creeped up on me.
I know you're going to sleep hard when you get home. You going straight or you going to get something to eat or what?
No, I'm going to the hospital. My husband's in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, everything works out and everything.
He's doing good, so.
Well, what's your name?
It's Michael.
Shout out to Michael. We hope that you get praying for you and we pray you get better, right?
Yeah.
So once again, we want to thank you for allowing us to come to your event to broadcast. It was kind of weird how it all worked. I know how it all worked out. Right. I had reached out to you about doing a radio show. And I know, and a lot of times with me doing this show, I'm expecting people to know who I am, know what I do and everything. And, you know, I get a little frustrated with people be like, I don't know you and everything. But, because you don't know. Once again, we want to thank you for allowing us to broadcast live.
Well, thank you for coming out. I appreciate it.
So tell us what inspired you to do this. Well, this is the first one, right?
This is the first one of many to come.
Okay.
So the vision behind it was I'm someone, and a lot of people know my story. I talk about me, the overcomer, dealing with depression.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I always share is that my pastor told me something that always stuck with me, and he said that sometimes you have to be what you didn't have. So in all of what I believe has been accomplishments over the years, no one's never given me an award. Now, I'm not saying that because I want somebody to give me an award now, but I took to heart what I learned. Sometimes you have to be what you didn't have. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to take time to acknowledge others that have really dug churches, really doing things for community, mm-hmm. making impact, and maybe people just don't know about it.
Yeah.
They don't know that, you know, there are some people doing some works in the community, impacting the community as a whole.
Right.
And that vision behind it, I've wanted to do it for years, and it's been my baby. And I just finally decided this year to kick it off, actually put it into fruition.
That's a blessing, and it's definitely just kind of weird that everybody you heard that accepted the award, they didn't really want the award, because they felt like, you know, there was more than they have out there to do.
Right.
And so I thought that was kind of like, wow. It's like, and I'm like that, too. I'm like, me personally, I've never been recognized for anything. Probably like between the Christmas holidays, Bailey recognizes one of the top minorities.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. But other than that, I'll get it. And it was fine for me. You know, like even me being a single parent father, like I don't look for congratulations. Me a single parent father, that's what I'm supposed to
do. That's what you're supposed to do.
I'm a father.
Right.
Children. Now, if they weren't my kids, then okay, cool. But they weren't my biological kids, you know, yeah, I want an award. It's okay, so long to me. But, you know, but it's definitely a blessing. So, it's definitely a blessing to be out here and what you're doing.
Yeah.
I
am definitely looking to continue it. We had over 80 nominations.
Wow.
So that's a lot to narrow down for just four awards.
Mm-hmm.
When we put it out there, there was over 1,000 viewers that actually looked at it and read the information. So there's a lot of people out there doing some great things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the bar has been set really high
because
these four here are just, you know, really doing some things, you know, say you're chase, that means you just don't give on it.
Yeah.
And there has to be a level of consistency in pursuing your dream, and that's what I was looking for. You know, not, you know, one day I'm pursuing my dreams, and the next day I'm in the dump, and I'm just to give up on everybody.
Yeah,
so there was a level of consistency in really pursuing that dream that we were really looking for when we were going through the nominations, and it was hard. There were some great things out there. So.
But, you know, I can say when I looked at the book that I won,
They dream races, right?
Really, like, I've known Kevin for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
He's like my mentor. And I'm like,
that's a dream chaser.
He's a dream chaser. Yeah. We've taught, and he's taught about the school, about art in his school and everything.
Yeah.
And now that seeing him, you know, getting it up and running, it's like, wow, he's actually doing it.
I remember when it first that conversation talk.
Yeah.
I saw this guy talking, and I was like, wow, okay, you know, sound good. wish him the best of luck. I used to sit on the board for a charter school, so I know how challenging it is to get started. And I remember years ago when he was talking about it. So he is really a chaser.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's for everybody else, it's always next year or next time. So just keep pursuing your dreams.
Keep pursuing.
Harley Talk Radio. We're this messing. I'll need no award, but it's all good.
But it shows that not only to keep doing your dreams, but others need to know about it. Because these were nominations. Mm-hmm. These are other people that saw the great works of what these individuals were doing in the community. So, Salama, she's very philanthropic. She's very engaged into the community, giving back and going and supporting their events. So it's a lot more than just that. Whatever it is you're saying, it's an unselfish act of really getting involved in the community and making an impact.
So as far as, like, you got the dream chasers, what gave you the motivation to bring this award in? So what is it that you can tell people about chasing dreams and achieving, you know, who they're looking to be?
Definitely. For myself, I use myself as an example. I started a business in 2008. And in 2008, I actually started out as a wedding director. I did weddings, and I realized that I really had a love for event planning, as you can see today, but I really didn't like brides, and I didn't like the bride's families. So that's why I gave...
I know you probably put a couple of them out, too.
Yes. So that's why I gave pencil to the individuals they attended, because, you know, just because have a dream, sometimes we have to erase and start over, and it's okay.
Right.
So to start over and rethink my path, and you know, what is it that I want to do, and how is it going to lead to the greater success? So, you know, when you're pursuing, sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board and erase and start over, maybe add something else or take something else, but you never give up. Mm-hmm. You continue to pursue after your dream. And to me, my goal was to be able to help others. And however way that I could do that and be successful at it.
Definitely. Yeah. And I, what you were saying about, you know, assess what you have and take out, delete. Like, even with me starting this show, it was kind of like, start off with, like, I started using my phone at first with the show. And then I looked at the show and I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't do just the phone, my mic. So then I got another little mic I spent a few dollars on. It wasn't expensive at all, and I know that it wasn't a quality mic. And then now that I have these mics, and I have Backdraft, and I got three co-hosts, and you know, so you know, it's definitely. I always stress to people, you know, even if you're like working on your jobs, like, you know, God is speaking to you, and God has a goal and has things out there for you to do.
Right.
And listen to him, like, don't just sit on your job and work 9 to 5 jobs, and just. Stamp the paper, and not accomplish your dreams. There are dream goals out there for you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to step out and have a plan. I wasn't just going to just quit my job one day and just, you know, although I could. We wouldn't be smart because I have kids to take care of. But it's definitely important to go out there and accomplish and achieve your dreams and never give up.
Right.
You know, so.
It definitely is. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned over time is, you know, people need to see an example. People need to see someone else that has struggled, never gave up, that they keep pursuing. So whether you started out and recording your phone, people always thought you were crazy. Yes, we're going to give up. I'm sure, you know, a lot of us, we have.
They give a look. Yeah. It's like when we go to people, like, and one thing about me, I hate talking. I really hate talking. People like, you? But then there's this look you tell people, you say, I'm a star radio.
Yeah,
they give you this,
really?
like,
really?
Okay, all right, yes, it's star radio. They just keep pushing.
Yeah.
You know, and, it's not giving up.
And working towards excellence. So, yeah, right now, maybe you can afford the mics at times,
right.
But continue to work on your craft, you know. Mm-hmm. In addition to the award, I'm a business and personal development.
Okay.
And that's what I coach my clients is, you got to start somewhere, but you don't want to end where you actually started.
Exactly.
You should always be moving to another level.
Always.
Like, you should always be educating yourself, always getting better, always gaining more resources, gaining more tools in order to better yourself. Whatever that is,
you
should always be growing. Mm-hmm. If you stop and you're stagnant, then there's a problem.
That's a problem.
There's a problem.
Okay. So there you have it, people. Yeah, we want you for coming out. You go on and you got to go to the hospital. Yeah. Hopefully you get some rest.
I am definitely going to try to get some rest.
Please get some rest. It was a beautiful, everything was just beautiful.
Yes. And, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, so we'll be looking forward to it.
Bigger and better next year.
Yeah,
I see it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, and now on June the 13th, we'll do a little English plug.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go for it.
On June the 13th is my annual empowerment conference. Every year I do an empowerment conference. Averages anywhere from 80 to last year, we had a little over 100 ladies that attended.
Wow.
This year, we actually have men speakers.
Okay.
So it'll be really interesting. And this year, the topic, the title of it is, I'm Not Broke, I'm Better. Right. So we have five different individuals that's going to share their stories of overcomers and dream chasers and pursuing after dreams, no matter what obstacles they had and things that they've encountered. They didn't break them, made them better.
So can we come?
Yes, you can come.
Great.
That'll work.
We'll have this set up.
Yeah, the two.
The two, yes. House of Holly is bringing a crew in here.
Yeah, there's four of us. I got a crew now. I need one more, and I have a starting five.
Started out
five,
now you got a crew.
I started from
started
the bottom.
Started from the bottom.
Now we him.
That's
we're with a crew.
We're him. We're everywhere. You see us everywhere. We're up to a town near you.
That's
an
it.
Event near you. Wherever it is, we'll be there. House, we talk radio. We doing it, ain't we?
We are doing it.
But once again, thank you for inviting us. And, you know, have a blessed day. And,
thank
enjoy
you.
Your day and thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
You, guys.
All right, there you go. There you have it, House of Harley Talk Radio. We're coming to you live at the Chamber of Commerce down here in Columbia, South Carolina. Your agency's Dream Big Luncheon and Dream Chaser Awards. It's definitely a blessing to come out here. We want to thank everybody for listening. Check us out. Just throw some stories about what we're doing. We will be at the Grits Festival in Augusta, Georgia, where we will be broadcasting live. We'll actually be doing the show there. And it's basically the Solomon Grits Festival. It's poets. And you'll have people and you have some music being going on. And it's a very big event down there in the Augusta area. So look out for us out there. Also, you guys look at the barbershop show. It's going to be a show where you're going to have a cooking where we're just talking about things that affect us as men. You know, yeah, it's funny. I've been invited to a lot of women empowerment meetings. And I was like, why don't us brothers, why don't we do it? You know, I came up with doing the barbershop show because that's where we like to come together. And that's where we like to talk about issues and everything resolved there at the barbershop. So I look forward to that. It's going to be a YouTube show. So we're going to be putting it on YouTube so you can actually see it. So we're going to be doing a lot of things coming up. We got the Fest here in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll be there as well. We just have a lot going on. We have a lot going on. So, once again, look out for us. House of Harley Talk Radio.
Trick don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm getting trick, don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Hold up, Trinidad James in 4 weeks, but now my album platinum is shit. So what, y'all keep the numbers. I'm more than another statistic, my this courtesy of Compton.
Courtesy of Compton.
Brooklyn go hard, motherfucker. Love me on the east like I'm Chuck D. Dominicans wish that I was born there. I'm looking to be the god MC. You look at my hat and see Thorn there. I look at the game and see Thorn there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back at this money, teabagging your honey. You thought I was fresh out the yard. Don't crack me, tell me you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice enough, lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like steak. And when the stakes are high, I stake out with days. And when the water resides, you'll probably move shape. But we ain't thirsty, never alert me. So I got a B89 in a suitcase. I know you're hurting, this is a burpee. Lyrical exercise, right now, homie, I'm in the extra vibe. Pipe down on the curb when you heard that I got these words to the upper echelon. The next one.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it with the day. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, seeing my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, please turn them shit down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spill my drink in the whitest with a mink. Running through that like it's my house, all up in the hall like a mall. Told you my all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to empty my memory bank. It's $1 million in it, baby, Hillary Swank. Sitting next to Hillary, smelling like tank. President's party, name one thing out there harder than them. I wait. Wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high, fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie and still be straight, still be straight. Fall back. Got a lot on my plate, don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moves I got left. Back to the joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title, numero uno. Kill my fire, that's your motherfucking funeral.
Between you and me, turn trilogy to urinals. Pissed off. I'm in this generation, my fart, leader of the new school. On my toes like a ballerina, who knew I'd be Black Swan? World in my palms, ironically, I am the glow shot as best, cause I didn't drop the ball. Toes, when I was 16, that I read a 16 to put it right on the big screen. In a paddy wagon with 16, should've been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I healed, touchdown with morphine, I killed. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket, cardio lap, was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map. Picture little hole me giving a f*** from what a f*** gotta say. Never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a suburban. Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't drop gears. I just aim at a purpose. Like, blah, 2014, like, blah. If you yell another magazine, like, blah. Let a young guy get, blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my block. I am the best, the good guy, the last, the hood guy, the last that would try to pass a good job. And Sean's a Black Beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, don't take this out.
Thank you.